producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies. Atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, let's just get right to this, shall we? At any time that you'd like to call, please do so over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. We've been talking about engineered hate crimes. Folks, all crime is motivated by hate. Forget that not. Again, if you'd like to call in at over any time during the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. I've been getting a lot of posts from these useful idiots. You'd know them as college students that are calling what we're exposing today hate. In other words, they hate the law that exposes their crime. And they want to, because they're reprobate in mind, that means without the sense of judgment, God's hand is not on them, they want to turn real love into hate. And if you ever look at Scripture, you'll understand why Jesus said that this is my commandment, that you love one another, but if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And why did it hate me? Because I told the world the truth, and that is love, because love worketh no ill, Romans 13. And we also know that love is without dissimulation, without a false covering. And we also know, going over to Leviticus 19, verse 17, my friends, that love does not tolerate sin whatsoever, because Christ died to redeem us from it, not to play in it. And hopefully that will give you the definition of real grace right there, because interestingly enough, the church in America, the professed church in America, loves to talk about how they're saved from their sins. And they've been saved to go to heaven, and Jesus came in to, redeem them back unto God. Well, true, he did do that, but also keep in mind that in Matthew 1, verse 21, it tells us, friends, that Jesus came into the world to save his people from their sins. They love to talk about false grace, doesn't the American church? Why, yes, they do. You know, they say that we're saved by grace. Well, yes, indeed, through faith in that, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, Ephesians 2:8. Well, of course it is, but I got a question for you. It also tells us that where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. So I would ask the church that is doused. Not the word doused isn't the word that I'm looking for. Forgive me, friends. But immersed in sin. It's interesting how they talk much of grace, but the Bible says where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. So where does the grace come in? Because I see what's happening is them succumbing to the sin rather than overcoming by the grace. And yet Scripture tells us the exact opposite as the way that it's exhibited through the professed church in America today. But so in saying that, without further ado, if you'd like to check out exactly what I'm talking about, it's a false covering, friends, and it's a false grace. Read, when you get a moment, Isaiah 30. They add iniquity unto iniquity, and then they have the audacity to say that they're gods, when in fact they've never departed from Christ. Yes, Scripture tells us in the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy, that let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. No, they indulge in it. And then they say that they're saved by grace. No, that is a false sense of grace. Grace is there to empower you to overcome. And where's the overcoming, professed church? Now, we see you succumbing. We see the culture changing you rather than you by the Holy Ghost changing culture. So what's going on? Folks, we've been talking about engineered hate. And I'm telling you what, friends, you are going to have a heyday today. You'll probably be shocked. So if you're driving right now, why don't you go ahead and strap yourself in. The definition to a hate crime is a hate crime is usually defined by state law as one that involves threats, harassment, or physical harm and is motivated by prejudice against someone's race, color, religion, national origin, ethnicity, and they added sexual orientation, by the way, or physical or mental ability. That's all the homosexual community does is threaten those that do not disagree with their dangerous criminal ideologies. And folks, we talked yesterday about how the premise of hate crimes is based on a lie concerning Matthew Shepard. It had nothing to do with his sexual orientation. Engineering hate. And then we went through some national stories that took place because the state-controlled narrative is that the homosexuals are the victims. And friends, I asked you yesterday, what are they the victims of? And I never got a phone call from one of the 400 people that posted on my site the other day. And yet the lines are open for you to go ahead and lay it out there. I'm asking you, as I'm defining what real hate is, real hate is disobedience towards God. Real hate is disobedience towards your Creator. You do need to understand that. But again, yesterday we gave you scenario after scenario after scenario of national news where the state controlled got involved and they highlighted something that was completely engineered, fabricated, and a blatant lie, but yet they told you the opposite as to the way the events took place. Here, let me give you an example. Noose ignites more protests at UC San Diego. A student who admits she hung it in the campus library has been suspended. She hung a noose up above her door. A student at San Diego student admitted Friday to hanging a rope noose from a campus library bookcase in an act that triggered more protests at a school already foiled by other recent racially charged incidents. I'm still trying to figure out where they're at. Angry students responded to the incidents by storming and occupying the office of the UC San Diego Chancellor Mary Ann Fox. The sit-in, wow, they really took it to the hill, didn't they, with missing information. The sit-in continued for about 6 hours Friday and ended without arrests. A sympathy protest at UCLA lasted about an hour, officials said. The UC San Diego police confirmed that the student contacted them Friday morning and acknowledged responsibility for placing the noose the night before on a lamp fixture atop a seventh-floor bookcase in the campus's main library. Police did not release the woman's name or race or provide any information about a motive. That's absolutely interesting, friends, because when the state-controlled media, when they go ahead and stick jihads on whoever disagrees with the radical homosexuals, it's interesting how they're taken out of context. They pick the words concerning what individuals say, and what they do is they pick them like a bunch of pigeons picking peas, adding to and taking away at will, which is illegal in this country, mind you, friends. But it's interesting, the police didn't release the woman's name or race or provide any information about the motive. But I'll tell you what, there was a whole lot of attack by the students that were willing to go ahead and attack the innocent while overlooking the one that was actually creating the crime. And by the way, she admitted it. Just like every other scenario that we talked about that have hit the nationwide news through the state-controlled narrative. Folks, I'm telling you the other side. It is engineered hate. Who are the radical homosexuals the victims of? Let me tell you. Read your state statute, and there you have it. They hate the law. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your home. Town. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
66-582-9933, talking about engineered hate, folks. Talking about what just took place at the UC San Diego, where a student admitted to hanging a rope noose from a campus library bookcase, an act that triggered more protests at a school already foiled by other recent racially charged incidents. See, the students, they responded, the angry students responded to the incident by storming and occupying the office of UC San Diego Chancellor Mary Ann Fox. They're demanding their rights, friends. The sit-in continued for about 6 hours Friday and ended without arrest, a sympathy protest at UCLA lasted about an hour, officials said. Now, it's interesting because law is there for the purpose of condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. The law is there to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. Now, it's interesting as well, the state-controlled media would have got involved, which they did, and it all backfired, of course, because we have truth seekers out there. We have people actually digging into what the facts are, because, see, facts are obstacles for these people. They don't like that because it doesn't fit their narrative, so we're going to set that straight today. But interestingly enough, they could have pointed their finger at anybody and said it was them that put the noose over our door. And just imagine what would have happened because the American people let the state-controlled media set the narrative. Rather than the 78% of America that professes their Christianity, standing up and loving God and actually condemning the wicked, guess what? Oh, that's all they have to do is apologize and then everything's okay. But if it really did happen, you can rest assured, friends, the law would have been dropped like a hammer on the heads of those that actually committed the crime. Well, I want to tell you who committed the crime. The girl that actually put the noose there in the first place. But they didn't even give you any information, friends. Police did not release the woman's name or race or provide any information about a motive. Talking about engineered hate here, friends. A rash of gay bashing incidents at Tamala Fayas High School was the work of a student gay leader who claimed she was the victim of hate crimes. It was disclosed yesterday. The 17-year-old girl, a top athlete who leads the school's Gay Straight Alliance, told the authorities that the perpetrator of the incidents, which includes scrawling "die fag" on her car and at school, well, that she was the one that did it. The individual owned statements and substantiated the evidence previously gathered as to the source of the vandalism and annoying phone calls, Mill Valley Police Captain James Wickham said in his press release. Other incidents involved teachers who got threatening phone messages and a typed message using anti-gay language that was sent to administrators talking about engineered hate. 1-866-582-9933. Where are you, college students? Folks, the other day, over 400 comments were made on my website talking about hate. See, we got radio broadcasts going into college students, useful idiots that don't know the difference between right and wrong. So I'm setting the record straight by loving on you, useful idiots. And you need to understand that useful idiot was a term that Vladimir Lenin used for those that would be used as a political battering ram to make way for their enemies. So I didn't call you that name, they did, but you're acting accordingly to the definition of what that devil actually defined it to be. See, folks, they're the ones threatening. Folks, for those that did not know, sometime back, it was actually August 9th of 2010, Rachel Maddow and NBC took a piece from one of my radio shows, which aired on May 15th, 2010, in which I made reference to how Muslims even oppose homosexuality under Sharia law, and they were calling for their death sentence, which they are, but they're also guilty of the crime, P.S., posted script. You know, what Rachel Maddow on MSNBC did was take a radio clip when I was broadcasting live out of the Heritage House, the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. And what they did was MSNBC took one of my radio clips, took the two ends of that clip, they omit a one-minute piece from the center of that clip, and then brought the two pieces together. Did you hear what I said they did? And what they omitted, this is at the beginning stages of warning those that hate God. What they omitted from the center of the radio clip, MSNBC did for my radio program, this is what they omitted. I continually reach out to the homosexual communities on this radio show and I warn them which ones love. Here you have Obama condemning the act of homosexuality behind the backs of the homosexuals, but to their face he's promoting it. And I said, I say this to my gay friends out there, the ones that continually nitpick everything I say. Hollywood is promoting immorality, and the God of the heaven in Jesus' name is warning you to flee from the wrath to come. Yet you have Muslims calling for your execution. That's what they omitted. See, folks, if they can't get you to say it, they'll clip pieces of a radio program together to attempt to criminalize you. And, of course, it completely backfired because she didn't do it once. She did it twice. Now, this is what she did the second time. The first report, she actually put up a disclaimer, okay, saying, well, Bradley Dean didn't really call for the execution of homosexuals. No, you just hate the law that exposes you for what you are, Ricky. Rachel Maddow? We called MSNBC and we said, hey, listen, we'll fly out to New York on our dime tomorrow and Bradley can answer for himself. Of course they didn't respond to us. They don't like facts. They don't want anybody that's going to come to the table with the facts. It doesn't work for their narrative, talking about engineered hate. On May 11, 2011, the second report, Rachel resurrects the same piece, slanders this ministry, and on air, Rachel Maddow accused me and Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann and others of being, listen carefully, listen to how she heightened the accusation, bloodthirsty and calling for the upping of the bloodshed of America's culture war since Christians weren't doing enough to kill the gays. Engineered hate. And of course, this was all aimed at Congresswoman Bachmann's presidential campaign. But folks, who is this coming from? Well, if you go to the MSNBC and the minions that are being used over there, namely the owners, NBC is owned by NBC Universal. And keep in mind, NBC was rebuked by the American public for removing the name God from the Pledge of Allegiance, which sponsored at the U.S. Open Golf Tournament. The president of MSNBC, Phil Griffin, also admitted earlier this year that the network caters to progressives, meaning a generally secular, frequently atheist, pro-gay rights. Gays don't have rights because God didn't give them to them. Okay? They have privileges given to them by corruption in the state. Okay? But socialists and big government market among its viewers. This is all who's behind the state-controlled media. Oh, and by the way, after they posted that fabricated, engineered hate towards their crimes against nature, folks, it's interesting because right after she aired it the second time, keep in mind, that's called malicious intent. It means she put a jihad out on me and my ministry, which was fine. By the way, Rachel, I thank you for what you did, because if it wasn't for you, I would not now have a national, global platform. These are the emails I began to receive after she put a bullseye on my ministry. Go to hell, loser. Go blank yourself. These are all coming from the victims. I hope you get raped someday. Ever come close to me and I'll bash your so-called blanking heads off. Here's another one. Why, Bradley, why? Now I'm gonna have to kill you. I thought we were gonna cut each other's hair and then have sex, but you stood me up. I'm so upset that I think I may just have to blow up your ministry instead. Goodbye forever. Talking about engineered hate. These are the victims, friends. Perpetuating the crimes. Did you hear? This is one of a plethora of threats that I receive. Now, I want to let you know something. You go ahead and threaten me all day long. But once you start to cross the lines, I want to tell you what. I'm going to be the first one to come after you. Because you go ahead and do what you will to a bunch of spineless capitulators, but the minute that you do that to the righteous in Christ, I want to tell you what. You're daring the justice to fall back on your own head, and rest assured, that's exactly what will happen. The second time Rachel Maddow put this report out, I flew into New York City, got an attorney, and we're suing MSNBC. And folks, I want to tell you what's going on across this country. I asked, and I laid to your candor yesterday, for people to email me or to send me or to call in and tell me crimes that have actually been committed against the homosexuals. I can't find them. I didn't get one response, strangely enough, but I knew they weren't coming. But America, you need to understand that this is engineered hate, because it's people behind closed doors that are using these useful idiots not only as a political battering ram to upend your sovereignty to give way to your enemies, Sharia law, who are right on the heels of the homosexuals, but you also need to understand, friends, that they are the ones that are the ones that are committing the crimes. Folks, you know what they did? They put the picture, they actually took a picture of my house and put it up online, and then they put my physical address up online as well. How couldn't I have to deal with them? Folks, it's time we practice what we preach. Talking about engineered hate, we're going to come right back to it on the other side of this break.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about engineered hate. 1-866-582-9933. Talking to a bunch of useful idiots out there that don't know the difference between love and hate. Christ was hated for his love. David was hated for his love. The apostles were hated for their love. The prophets were hated for their love. Christians are hated for their love. I know you've been given a watered-down false version of the gospel. I understand that. But you know what? You have the same book that everybody else has, so why don't you go ahead and read it for yourself so you can understand. Folks, we're talking about engineered hate here. 1-866-582-9933. Responding to about 400 emails. And it was probably coming from the same source, by the way, friends. They've been found, they've been busted to do this over and over and over again, where it seems like there's a whole bunch of people doing it. You'll find that it's one, two, or three people that are actually email blasting under different aliases, under different names. Talking about engineered hate. Folks, remember the story I just shared with you just a couple minutes ago at the high school where the student gay leader claimed she was the victim of hate crimes? Well, it's found out that she's the one that actually put die fag on her car at school. And it was interesting because the police would not release her identity. But folks, again, when they want to just nail somebody that's speaking out against it, do you have any problems, America, identifying those that are speaking out according to the law concerning the crimes and the abominations of the homosexual lifestyle? No. State-controlled narrative has got it down. They already, folks, everybody knows who you are. But it's interesting because this incident at this high school actually went to a executive director of San Anselmo's Spectrum, a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender advocacy group, was surprised that the police even released a statement on the matter. Paula Pilecki, she didn't like that. She said it's unfortunate that this information is being released to the public in this manner. This doesn't go along with our narrative. We're the victims here. She said the next few weeks will no doubt be difficult for everyone involved. I hope the community reacts with compassion. Friends, was it compassion? Was it compassion that they were showing on the behalf of the mysterious boogeyman, the hater? You need to understand this is totalitarianism, friends. You need to understand why God condemns this, friends. When you tolerate this, you rest assured there's more to come with it, and that's exactly what's happening today in this country. In 2008, worshipers at a Mount Hope Church in Lansing, Michigan, were stunned when members of a pro-homosexual, pro-anarchy organization named Bash Back, by the way, they said that these homos kill, walking down the street during the parade, saying that we kill, okay? Their service was interrupted at Mount Hope Church in Lansing, Michigan, when the Bash Back interrupted their service to fling propaganda in condoms around the sanctuary, drape a profane banner from the balcony, and feature two lesbians making out at the pulpit. And, of course, the preacher, he kindly moves. He's got to be gracious and allow the abomination to come in and to distort and to defile the house of God. As if to suggest that the law is on their side, friends. But here we have two lesbians going inside with the group Bash Back, and they make out at the pulpit as they're throwing condoms around at the congregants in church. They're the victims. In 1992, two Jeffersonville, Indiana lesbians aged 17 and 16 abducted a 12-year-old girl whom they accused of trying to steal a girlfriend. The little girl was pushed into the trunk of a car, stabbed repeatedly, and beaten with a heavy metal bar. While still struggling, they poured gasoline on her and set her ablaze. I thought these were the victims. Come on! Later that year, a Fort Lauderdale, Florida 14-year-old was convicted of first-degree murder for helping to kill his 40-year-old father. The father was stabbed 45 times and beaten so badly with an iron skillet that the skillet shattered. The boy confessed that he had helped his father's former homosexual lover and roommate kill him so he and the 31-year-old could live together. Oh, folks, are you showing compassion for the murderers here? Man. Talking about engineered hate here, friends. Going to the ACLU, the communist organization themselves. Did you know that they were defending the North American Man-Boy Love Association, by the way, whose slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late? For this pedophile's group's role in the brutal murder of 10-year-old Jeffrey Curley in 1997. Salvatore, Sicari, and Charles James picked up the fifth grader. They promised him a bike, friends, on the street corner. Jeffrey Curley... And they took this little boy to the Boston Public Library where James assessed NAMBLA's website. Later, the men attempted to sexually assault Curley, but the boy fought back. Attempting to restrain him, James gagged the 10-year-old boy with gasoline-soaked rag, eventually killing him. At 1 o'clock in the morning, they sodomized the little 10-year-old body of Jeffrey Curley, his dead body. The men put Jeffrey's body in a tub with concrete and threw it in a river. The ACLU argues that the newsletters and other NAMBLA materials in James' possession, which contain photographs of boys of various ages and nude drawings of boys, are protected speech under the Constitution. Are you kidding me, friends? You suppose God is not going to judge a nation such as this when you make the children a prey to the predators? Engineered hate, friends. It's all engineered hate. I thought they were the victims. Again, friends, I lay to your candor. What are they the victims of? 1-866-582-9933. You're getting the response, friends, of those big, bold college students that are willing to go ahead and post on the site and talk about hate, but I rest assured, and you can rest assured, friends, that they didn't know the difference. folks, have you ever noticed in colleges and in high schools, they're stupider in colleges than they are in high schools? I kid you, negative. First-hand experience. They think they know more when they're talking about our democracy. They think they know more when they know more than everybody else, and yet they're looking to you to support them in their endeavors, and you owe them something, America. But they know more than you do, but yet you owe them something. Former attorney Aaron Biber was sentenced in Hennepin County District Court to 18 years in prison for raping a 15-year-old boy who one prosecutor said he groomed from the age of 11 years old. Hennepin County District Judge Lloyd Zimmerman, good judge, has said that this is one of the most horrific cases he's ever seen. Who's the victims? Former Minneapolis Park Police Captain William Jacobs was sentenced to 18 years in prison after raping a 12-year-old boy repeatedly over the span of 3 years. He was caught in possession of approximately 40,000 images of child pornography in his home. Who's the victims? Come on, where's the hate? Hey, folks, you call it mercy to show on the behalf of those that are committing the crime? No, I call it mercy when God judges those that are committing the crime. It's a mercy to the population and the communities at large when the judge drops and executes the law to the fullest extent unto judgment to establish righteousness, to put the fear of God in their face that they commit not the crime. But again, friends, just remember, we're told today that the college students, they know more than us, man. It's hate to call these people out for what they do. Really? What happens when it's you or your little brother? What happens when it's your neighbor or someone in your family? Is it hate then when you stand up to defend the innocent from the guilty? No! This is all engineered hate, friends. All engineered. But yet again, Barack Hussein Obama has found within himself to appoint over 225 radical homosexuals and transgender and lesbians to federal government positions in your country. And don't forget about the Defense Department of the American Defense Department at the Pentagon that was busted in an ICE investigation. Over 5,000 members were busted downloading child pornography. You want to know why you're in trouble, America? Because those that have been put in a place of trust and representation have violated their oath to the max, violating their own at every opportunity they have. You think God isn't going to judge a nation such as this? You have got to be out of your mind. America, you deserve what you get for tolerating these crimes against our kids. To be pushed back in the face of what's going on in this country, considering the laws in every state of our union, folks, even going back to 1961, if you were caught in the act of sodomy, you'd go to prison for 21 years. Now they want to incriminate you, regardless if you did it or not. Talking about engineered hate. All the way up until 1962, friends. In health classes in the United States of America, they were teaching young people in health classes that if you were to encounter a lesbian or a homosexual, you were to turn them into the authorities. Now you have the authorities actually advocating the crime. Because all this that's going on concerning the homosexual agenda, friends, this is all coming down from the top. Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. This is all government. This is the special interest the government has, said Chai Feldblum, who works in the government. She said it. Along with John Barry, along with Barney Franks, along with Kevin Jennings and Dan Savage, folks. Man, they've been given a platform to go ahead and defile your kids, and the American people allow it. The NEA refused to pass Amendment 124 designed to protect the rights of students against sexual misconduct by teachers. As a matter of fact, it just hit sonsoflibertymedia.com today, friends. It's absolute. Folks, you can go online and find teachers violating students, not just homosexual crimes. It can be heterosexual crimes as well. I'm just as adamant against that, friends. Almost on a weekly basis, you'll see one or two teachers getting popped for violating your kids. but the NEA refused to pass Amendment 124 designed to protect the rights of students against sexual misconduct by teachers. And incidentally, teacher crimes committed on students are rising in horrific numbers. The NEA also went an extra step in their decision. They already had an LGBT caucus, but went the extra mile to be sure that they also had a drag queen caucus. Who's behind this, friends? And by the way, you're paying for it.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Radio and defend their position, which they don't have because the law is on our side, of course, well, then they just remain silent. I'll give you one more opportunity, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, going back to, do you remember the massive Tea Party rally outside of Congress? And everybody was up in an uproar concerning Obama's unconstitutional Obamacare, read Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. Do you remember that the... remember, well, in as far as the parties go, there was individuals in the Democratic Party that, along with the media, that were fabricating fictional account of racial slurs and spitting. Folks, it's all engineered. It's all being used. It's all created to divide and conquer. And there's some people out there that are just stupid enough to believe what they're told. And the state-controlled media and the narrative, they don't need a whole lot of people to do it. They'll just go ahead and gather a couple people and they'll claim their victim status. And then what they'll do is they'll blame the innocent. And that's exactly what the DOJ is doing today, friends. They're attempting to incriminate the innocent, and so is the DHS along with this criminal administration. Talking about engineered hate. By the way, friends, did you know the human rights activist Terrence Patrick Bean, he was the guy that founded the Human Rights Campaign, which is one of the world's largest, wealthiest, and most powerful anti-Christian organizations. Christians give them power by standing down when they should stand up. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, not the other way around. The HRC was developed for the sole purpose of pushing the extremist homosexual political agenda. Bean is also a major player for the DNC and a big Obama supporter. Detectives from the Portland Police Sex Crimes Unit arrested Portland developer Terrence Patrick Bean on Wednesday on a Lane County indictment stemming from alleged sex abuse involving a teenage boy in 2013. Okay? There's one of them for you. And folks, just for the sake of time, I'm highlighting them right now. If you'd like to do your homework, do. Homosexual HRC founder Terrence Patrick Bean arrested for rape of a 15-year-old boy. You've all heard of Harvey Milk. They even went so far as to make a movie concerning this criminal. Pedophile. Not too long ago, it was probably about a year ago, I went to the post office and I seen Harvey Milk postage stamps. And I said to the lady behind the counter, I said, ma'am, he's a pedophile. And she said, I did not know that. I said, no, I know you didn't know that. They fail to give you the facts, don't they? As a matter of fact, even to parallel that as to what's going on today, you do know that Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton right now are trying to stop the federal government from investigating employees that are ex-felons. Do you see what he's doing? This is all across the boards, and here the state-controlled media is a part of it. But they couldn't do it without the useful idiots, and they couldn't do it without those that actually pay for their sponsorship. And that falls to the American people. Going over, talking about engineered hate, folks, I could go on to this, concerning this topic down this road for days. I have so much material. It's incredible. And yet you talk to someone on the street about the homosexuals, everybody admits there's something wrong with them, but then they say, well, I can't help myself, really. Well, we've heard that before, right? Didn't you hear about the thief? He couldn't keep his hands to himself, and when he was arrested by the cops for breaking the law, he just told them that he couldn't help himself, he couldn't keep his hands to himself, and the police let him go because they were being compassionate. That is false compassion. Did you hear about the guy that only kills on Friday? He said he was doing his best. He was born that way. He couldn't help himself. Really? And folks, you live in a society today where you show more compassion for the criminal than you do the victims. And it sickens me to no end. Do you think God's not going to judge a nation like that? You have got to be out of your mind. Talking about engineered hate. The militant homosexual leader, Larry Brinken, hopes that you forget. Brinken is a career lawyer and a homosexual activist who was crowned by the homosexual community when he led the effort to legalize homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. And it never will be. He's also the man that was making $135,000 per working for the Human Rights Commission in San Francisco. As a matter of fact, the Board of Supervisors even established a Larry Brinken Week in February of 2010 in his honor. Boy, judge a man by his fruit, right? No, apparently they don't. And I want to tell you why. Because they're protecting themselves and their little hellish alliance, which will be broken in Jesus' name. The San Francisco Weekly reported Larry Brinken, San Francisco's well-known gay rights activist, appeared in court this afternoon where he pleaded not guilty to six felony charges of sending and receiving images of child pornography. The charges came 3 months after Brinken, 66, was arrested by San Francisco police who claimed he had been using the email, and then it gives the address, to view images of children as young as 1 year old being sodomized and performing oral sex on adult men. Oh, by the way, accompanied by highly racist comments. Comments included Larry Brinken, the homosexual activist that wanted to legalize homosexual marriage. I loved especially when the little blank, he used the expletive for the word, and the little blank 2-year-old getting nailed. Hope you'll continue so I can see what the little blonde, speaking of another little child, is going to get. And then he said, white power, white supremacy, white blank rules. engineered hate. Folks, who's doing the hating? I can tell you who's doing the hating. Who's committing the crimes? Folks, don't forget about Boys Town in the 80s, where these young orphans were being sent to a Catholic school, and they were being sold off to pedophile rings in Washington, D.C. Just go online and look for conspiracy of silence, and you'll see that those that were setting and putting forth the documentary were paid $500,000 not to air it on television. But someone got it out there for the people to see, and you'll see that there's millions of viewers. As a matter of fact, one of the kids is still alive. His name is Paul Benassi. He will tell you who's a part of the pedophile ring, friends. But it's the unthinkable. But I want to tell you something. That's exactly why they do it. That's exactly why they do it. Because they'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with. And yet the kids during this documentary have come forth and told you exactly who it is. And you're seeing the criminals themselves being justified when they should be condemned. That is if they weren't killing off investigators and threatening to bomb those that were investigating Boys Town. This is old news. Children disappearing in America, friends, you think that's just happening by chance? You better bet your bottom dollar it is not. When investigations begin, the proceedings to find out what and who is responsible and why it happened, for some reason it gets up to the FBI and it's just cut off. Well, Paul Benassi will tell you that the FBI is the fox in the chicken coop. Folks, oftentimes, and I'm talking about the bad guys, I'm not talking about the good guys, but folks, you need to watch this documentary so you can understand who's committing the crime. Rest assured, this whole homosexual agenda is exactly what Chai Feldblum said, and I'll end it with that. It is a government interest because it is the government that is doing this, friends, and they are using the homosexuals as a political battering ram to give way to a foreign enemy. And who is on their heels, as I've said so often, I know I'm right. I know I'm right, and I'm not saying that arrogantly. I say that with a sad heart that I know I'm right. Chai Feldblum's an open lesbian who was nominated as a commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission by Obama. She said, I believe granting liberty or gay people advances a compelling government interest. Listen to what she said next. That such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance are permitted to flourish. That's exactly why the DOJ just 2 weeks ago teamed up with the likes of those that defended the KKK against the blacks in Mississippi, the SPLC, and they're on a witch hunt trying to incriminate the innocent against the guilty. America, are you going to let them do it? That's my question.
That's right. Are you going to let them do it? Are you going to join in this fight with the Sons of Liberty like we do on a daily basis to make sure that this word gets out there? Of course, we expose things that not many people want to hear because they're in their own little bubbles with their own nice lives, and they don't want to really realize, pulling the curtain back, what takes place in America. But Americans, Christians, patriots, we have a job to do, and one of the ways you can help us do what we do is by supporting this work. Please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And what that means for you new listeners out there is you can support this work on a monthly basis. There are several different levels of membership. You choose the one that's good for you, and you consistently help us get out there to seek and save that which is lost. Again, we're not sitting around doing nothing. Our slogan is turning talk radio into do radio, and that's exactly what we're being doing here at the end of the week. We're out again in Texas. We've got a bunch of events out there reaching out to more people, constantly being spent for this work. And if you want to support this work where you can feel good about it, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and support today.
I just want to say to all those college students, thank you very much for proving my point over the last couple days. We totally appreciate it. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. Deeds, not words. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.